Chapter 1. Locked Up. "Step inside." A prison guard grabbed my arm and pushed me through the heavy doors. "This can't be real," I thought. "This can't actually be happening." I stared straight ahead. I held my hands in front of me, and the guard unlocked the cuffs. My wrists were swollen. They hadn't hurt this badly since the state championships. I marched down the center of the prison. Angry voices bounced off the concrete walls. The noise came from the men behind the bars, my neighbors. I held back my tears and did as I was told, following the guard. We walked up a staircase to my cell. "Stop here," he yelled. So I did. I was always a good listener. Every teacher and coach I'd had could tell you that. I learned how to listen from my mom. She made a point of only saying things once. I don't remember much about Dad. He left when I was 6. Mom said he wasn't real nice to us. We never heard from him again. I stepped into my tiny cell. The door slammed shut behind me. I turned toward the back wall. 2 beds leaned against opposite walls. The place was barely lit, but I could see that someone was in one of them. He was rolled up in a blanket, sound asleep. I stared at him curiously. Then I looked above me and noticed that the ceiling was falling apart. Water dripped to form a puddle in the corner. I stepped away from the stranger's bed. I noticed a dirty toilet and a sink towards the back. There were no doors, no privacy. A light with a metal screen over it flashed and buzzed above my head. Slowly and quietly, I'd made my way over to a bed. I sat down with a loud creak. A deep sigh came rushing out of my mouth. I was facing 7 years inside this room. 4 years if I got out on parole. How was I ever gonna do this? I wondered. I leaned back and closed my eyes. In an instant, I was back on the football field. That was the place where everything was perfect for me. I was throwing a pass to the sideline. My best friend Billy was wide open. The sun was shining and the defense was in slow motion. I heaved a pass down the field and watched the ball spin through the air. My cellmate let out a snore. The sunshine disappeared. The smell of freshly cut grass was gone. All I could smell now was the metal box I was caged in. I peeked over at him. He had salt and pepper hair. His thick mustache matched a shaggy gray beard. When he rolled over on his bunk, I saw that his eyes were open. I looked away quickly, my heart racing in my chest. The man didn't say a word. Instead, he snorted a few times. Then he was back to sleep as if I wasn't even there. I leaned back on my thin cotton mattress. The metal wire beneath me cut into my hip. I was taken to the New Mexico State Prison on a big black bus at dawn. That was 6 hours ago. It was a horrible ride. I was all chained up, and I was scared. As scared as I've ever been. The ultimate humiliation came when I was issued my prison uniform. There was a number printed across my bright orange shirt. I was no longer Matt Devon, senior in high school. I was no longer a kid who loved football, his mom, rap music, and cars. I was K763921. I was a number. I was used to wearing a number on my football jersey, number 15. This felt very different. I laid there on the bunk trying to get my mind off of my surroundings. I closed my eyes and tried to sleep. I tried to focus my thoughts on life before jail. Right away, I thought of Amy. Amy Rogers had been my girlfriend since we were 8. We grew up together. We did everything together. The two of us had big plans. She was going to be a lawyer, and I was going to play in the NFL. Tears started to roll down my cheeks. Our plans were over now. I couldn't ask her to wait 7 years for me. I knew it would be better for her if we broke it off. I'd already caused her enough pain. She had sat by my side through all of this. Last night they told me I would move to the state prison at dawn, and I knew what I had to do. I looked Amy straight in the eyes and asked her not to come see me anymore. I asked her not to think about me. I told her to forget she ever knew me. That was the hardest thing I have ever had to do.